White Knight, written by C.D. Reese, narrated by Sebastian York, Exy Sands, and Andy Arndt.
Chapter 1. Chris. Present. When I came to New York 13 years earlier, I'd had ambition and $749 to my name. My mother had tried to give me the last of what she had, $140 and some collector's coins, but I wouldn't take it. So by New York standards, I had nothing, which was easy to turn into three simple words years later from the back seat of a Porsche Cayenne. I never glorified the first year. It sucked. They locked dumpsters at night. That was my biggest hardship, locked dumpsters. Second only to not having money to take care of Lance. Grappling for survival wears on a guy. It becomes the brain's primary function. I don't know how long it takes the average person before survival starts overriding more entertaining affairs, like the love of your life or happiness. In movies, soldiers are always in the trenches, looking at pictures of their girlfriends. I'd kept a picture of Catherine in my pocket. It turned into a ball the size of an aspirin when I woke up in a puddle. Her picture was gone, but my one singular goal did not change. Money. I cut flowers in the backs of grocery stores, worked construction, learned to speak Spanish so I could get leads on new jobs. Finally, I could afford a bike so I could courier documents and building plans. Then Brian Kober's dog bit Lance's tail. The Brian Kober of Kober Trading Associates. Meanwhile, I couldn't afford a vet. I had no power, no leverage, nothing. I was in that dog run every morning to develop a relationship with him, not to get into a conflict. Everyone on the street knew Kober was a cold-eyed shark who hated to lose. What they didn't know, and I came to learn, was that he had guilt where his conscience should have been. A conscience is a guide for living. Guilt can be bought off for a few bucks. Kober paid the vet bills and had me come in to try for a job as a runner on the floor of the exchange. The interview was his payment. I was eager and humble. I got the job because that room and I were a match made in heaven. It reeked of what I wanted most. Yes, money. I'd needed it to go back to Catherine. A lot of it. More than I could acquire without selling her memory. Earl Barrington money. That had been 13 years ago. Though the memory of her had faded into colorless snap.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?